Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to ACC News, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing and interesting individuals from the world of business, industry, health and wellness, art, entertainment, and many more. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the most inspiring people who create the magic behind the scenes that make their company's products and services so special. Here is your opportunity to live their experience and journeys through the words of the ones that actually made it possible. Live worldwide. This is ACC Global News. Good afternoon to everyone around the globe. I welcome you back to another wonderful segment here with ACC Global News. And again, we are welcoming all listeners from North and South America and also from overseas. I am your host, Matthew Connor. And again, I am very happy and also very grateful to be with all of you here for this new season. And again, this new season, ACC News, will bring you so many new wonderful guests, and again, with stories that'll probably hit close to home for just about everyone tuning in. And today, ACC News, we have with us Dawn Vandermillen, and she is the founder of Dawn Vandermillen Coaching. And what I would like to say first is to anyone tuning in out there, anyone that's ever struggled with adversity, whether in life or in business, or perhaps people out there that feel alone, as we all know, many of us either feel this way or know someone else who does, or simply people looking for guidance and answers, whether in life or relationships, if any of this is you, I advise you to please listen in very closely to the valuable knowledge and information that Dawn will share with us today. And again, we have a very wonderful show. It is now Tuesday, the 23rd of July. And I would like to remind everyone tuning in today, especially our listeners from overseas, if you do miss our segment today or a portion of this segment, you can go to our Blog Talk Radio website to listen to our show at any time. Please visit us at blogtalkradio.com/ACC Global Media. And also, if you're a big part of social media, just about all of us are now these days, we are also on Facebook. Please visit us at facebook.com/ACC Global Media. We are also a part of the worldwide Twitter. Please visit us at twitter.com/ACC Global Media, or you can also go to our website. Please visit us at accglobalmedia.com, and you can actually listen to the show from any one of those platforms out there at any time of the day. Now, it's really human nature for us to really want to make the most out of our lives. And both personally and professionally, most individuals at some point, we really strive to set and achieve goals. And again, really with the gamut of challenges that get in the way, it's easy to get off track. We all seem to lose sight. Some of us seem to really lose the motivation to reach our desired level of success. Why do so many of us go through this? Now, since 2008, life, business, and wellness coach Dawn Vandermillen, what she has really done is really assist people in realizing and achieving their personal and professional dreams. Now, as Dawn stated, what most people do is really stare at the top of the mountain and they become frustrated. They don't know why they can't get there. And what Dawn really explains is that really by breaking down the steps for them, assisting them, really before they know it, they're on their way up to the top. And that's really the goal for all of us. Now, what Joan really explains is that her clients, they really need her to be someone that can always tell them that they can always reach that next step. They can always get to that next level on that mountain, no matter how impossible it may seem. Now, Dawn herself has overcome many adversities in her own life, really since childhood. And what Dawn is doing now is really using her own personal experiences to help other people. Really a truly incredible person, an incredible wife, a wonderful mother, and really a great role model for not only her children, but for many people out there as well. So, really, without further ado, I am very honored to present to you life coach, founder of Dawn Vandermillen Coaching, Miss Dawn Vandermillen. How are you doing today, Dawn?
Fine, thank you. Thank you for having me on the show.
We are very happy to have you, Dawn. Dawn, what I would like for you to share with the audience first is, who exactly is Dawn Vandermillen?
Well, I love this question a lot. First and foremost, I am a wife to my husband, Luke, for 24 years, and I'm a proud mother of three children, Luke Jr., Andrew, and Elise. I am also, I also own my own business, as you said, as a life, business, and leadership coach. And my passion is to help individuals grow and be the best version of themselves, which is what led me to where I am today. That's Dawn Vandermillen.
So, Dawn, the reason why, again, to everyone out there in the audience, everyone that we do bring onto the show really has a wonderful story that we feel that many people can relate to. Dawn, how has really your past influenced your life and your current work over these years?
Well, you know, everybody's life, past to present, affects who they are and how they function, and I am no different. As a child growing up, I had parents who both had borderline personality disorders and were narcissists. And dysfunctional issues leave you with feelings of abandonment, loneliness, and distrust, especially when you grow up around them, and I think a lot of people can relate to that.
Absolutely.
You also have the need to control as much of your environment as possible, and because it's the only thing that you can control. Mm-hmm. And as much as your past influenced your life, it's also our responsibility to look back and try to change the things that don't serve us well. Who and how we love is the key ingredient in the scenario. You know the commandment that says, love your neighbor as yourself? Well,
yeah.
I loved my neighbor and treated him better than I did myself. But,
so many of us
and
do.
So that ends up being a problem, right?
Yes.
And while I don't accept the behaviors of my parents, the one thing I do sympathize with is that they never felt peace about who they were and how to change their behaviors. And I wanted to be different. And while I know they don't have the capacity or didn't have the capacity to do it for themselves, I believe I did have the capacity to do it for myself, and I wanted something bigger and better for my life.
Yes.
And because of that, I thought of ways that I could improve my life. You know, I saw therapists, I modeled behavior that from people that I admired. And those are small steps as I have grown and gotten married and had children and observed the many facets of my life and said, I could do something different. I can do something better. I've been to therapy, I've read developmental books, I've continued to make myself better, but, you know, after my kids were old enough and I wanted to go back to work, I hired myself a life coach to help me look at what else makes me happy.
Yeah.
You know, if I need to work, what can I do that I can bring in some money, but also use all my talents. And what have I learned over these, you know, over these past years? And in only a short time meeting with my life coach, I realized that, hey, what she's doing with me, I do all the time with my friends. And so I want to be able to help people with all the information that I've learned. So I decided to, you know, go back and get certified as a life coach, and I started my business. And now I get to work with all sorts of clients who want to make their life better and be more fulfilled and figure out what makes them happy, and I help them get there.
And it's great that you do that. And again, there's so many people out there that really have no one that they can reach out to for help. And for anybody tuning in today, if you feel like that you are one of those people, and a lot of us get this feeling of hopelessness at times, there's actually people out there that have been through similar situations that can actually help you get through a lot of these different issues. Dawn, now that you are speaking about clients, can you please share who exactly is your client base, and like, why are you such a big believer in things such as like personal growth?
Well, you know, I laugh because really everyone is my client base. If you want to make a change, I can help you get there. But and personal growth is not limited to any one person. But truly, the majority of my clients are women in their 30s, 40s, and 50s. And I think that's because at that age, women really start to take a look at their lives, and they either want to find a different career path or find what makes them happy, how they can successfully run their businesses and feel fulfilled personally. And the very popular, oh no, my kids are grown, what does my life look like now?
Yes. And that's something everyone goes through, every parent.
That's right.
So
the difference. Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, what I do want to ask, as you explained, so many people are in that situation. So when they actually do come to you for help and they're wondering, some people actually feel very lost. Some people feel that they can't be fixed. What are the exact services that you would provide for them in order to help them?
Well, I would provide a lot of a variety of different services to my clients. You know, there's the most popular is the one-on-one coaching. Sessions are typically 1 hour every week, or sometimes people just do it twice a month. I do personal growth book studies called masterminds, and I also can go into organizations and I teach leadership training.
Okay. Now, touching back on your story, and as we all know, different situations in life tend to change who we are. How has, like, your personal story actually changed your entire outlook on life?
Well, I feel very strongly that my personal story has changed my outlook. I decided from an early age that feeling lonely and not sure where I was going to find security was not how I wanted my future family to feel. If I was going to be a better person, a good wife, a good mother, I needed to look at others, learn from the people who inspired me. I needed to read books and always be asking myself how I can be better. From all this searching and constant need to make myself better, I learned that these tools equipped me with knowledge that, if implemented, could contribute to my happiness and living a content life. If I can learn these tools and make these changes, I want to share them with others who want the same for their lives. I'm no different than anyone else. The only difference is that you just have to and want to make the change.
And that's usually the biggest problem for many people out there, wanting to really make that change and really ready to be focused and dedicated to making that change as well. So, again, there are so many people out there, as I explained before, that believe that they're not in a fixable situation. Can you explain to them maybe some of the different tools or techniques that you actually incorporate into your program?
Absolutely. First, I typically meet with a client for 30 minutes and to really assess the situation. Am I going to really be able to help them? What they're looking to gain from our relationship? And after we talk for a while and both come to an agreement that, you know, I'm willing to work for them and they're willing to work for me, it has to be definitely a two-way street. I then incorporate a personality test so that I can see how my clients interact with other people. Most people fall into a category where they get frustrated because they don't feel that people hear them. And a lot of that is just because we come from all different types of personalities, and the way you speak to a personality is how people hear you. And so if I can teach them, I can show them what kind of personality they are and then teach them the other three personality traits, it helps them look at whether it's their children, their spouse, or even friends or their boss, what kind of personality are those people, and how can I better get them to understand how I'm feeling. And so after I do that, I have many different techniques that I use with my client, but there's so many, but each of my clients are so individual, and they each want to receive a different goal that we have to try to attain that goal with different steps. So there's no, you know, A through Z pattern that I use with somebody. Sometimes it starts off with, you know, I need you to stop reading so much and to be quiet and listen. So I would like them to take a little time to meditate and learn that tool. Most of the tools that I ask them to incorporate, I ask them to research on their own and to incorporate it before our next session. And that helps build responsibility for the client, because a lot of people feel it's like when they go to the doctor, I'm sick, you know, can you just give me a pill and I'm going to make, you know, it's going to be all better. Well, life is not like that. And it's not that easy. And it does take work to make yourself better and to grow. And so you need to take the steps and the responsibilities. I'll handhold you all the way and make sure that I'm giving you the steps to do each time, but you have to take those steps, or we can't reach, you know, our next session. So those are a few of the things that I do with clients.
And to everyone out there, again, being focused and dedicated to making that change is very important. As she explained, there's no real quick fix. This is something that you do have to be dedicated to. And again, we all can do this with the proper assistance. So, Dawn, with your experience then, and especially with the clients that you've had, the people that you've helped, what really are the biggest issues that are facing your clients or people out there today?
Well, it's interesting because really it mostly all ties back to what makes me happy. And most of the time, you know, in our society, we're always running from place to place and trying to fit in and fit in all this stuff. I need to, you know, I need to be the best at work, I need to be the best at home, and I guess that's why I have a lot of women clients, that, you know, the stigma to be that superwoman is so false. You know, we can't do everything perfectly and we can't do it all great, but we can do it good and we can try. And if we give ourselves a little bit of a break and take time to reassess our whole situation and say, you know what, I am doing the best I can, all of a sudden we can start to look at, I am doing the best I can. So now I want to take a little bit of time and what triggers the things, again, that make me happy, that make me smile, and what can I do in my life to make that happen? And really, it takes someone who's willing to be honest with you, and that's who I am, to pull away the self-talk and help find out what that really is.
Yes. And it's really surprising how many people out there that feel that, let's say, they aren't good enough or aren't doing a good enough job or aren't living up to certain potential. And I guess all of this is a build-up over years that kind of sits on people and develops into bigger issues, you think?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yes.
I mean, we...
Go ahead.
You know, we're all taught different things of what should and shouldn't be, and that's the biggest trap I think we fall into. Who are we? What makes us tick? And if we can be fulfilled in that, we can pass that along to our future generations.
Absolutely. And what I do want everyone out there that is tuning in right now, that's listening, that's wondering, hey, she mentioned so many different things that I feel that I'm going through. I feel that, you know, I'm having problems dealing with this. For the people wondering out there, you know, why does she want to help me? You know, why does she get out of that? Dawn, if you could quickly explain to them, what kind of personal satisfaction do you get from helping other people change their lives?
Well, it is one of the most rewarding things that I do in my life. There's nothing I enjoy more than getting off a call with a client and each time, because each call is unique. And it puts a smile on my face because what I'm hearing from the client is they're striving for something, and I have given them a small step. And whenever they call me back, they've accomplished those steps, and they've gotten one step further. And even though they didn't even realize it before they got on the phone with me, most of the time when someone is calling me back, they're thinking, I didn't do my homework that I was supposed to do. I have no idea what I'm going to talk to her about today. And then guess what? We've pulled apart something. They've made just the one small step, and I show them, you know, 2 weeks ago you were here and now you're here. And I can just hear the smile on their face, or if we're in person, I see the smile on the face, and there, you know, what can be better than that?
Yes. And just so that everyone tuning in does know, and a lot of people hear different things and be like, yes, I feel certain ways. Is this limited to anything? I mean, is your focus, are you able to help people, let's say, that have to deal with business or relationships or really their own personal life and finding their own meaning? What is the range in that as far as people that you can help?
There are so many different types of clients that I have that I serve so many of their needs. You know, for example, clients who, you know, I want a new job, or do I want to do something, you know, as a side business that makes me happy? I just feel like, you know, things are not enough. Or it's again, back to that story I said earlier, it's the mom whose, you know, kids are, you know, leaving the nest, and they've been a stay-at-home mom for all these years, and what does it look like for me? Now I've concentrated on my kids. Now I want to, you know, I have another half of my life to live. You know, do I go back to work? Do I stay at home? But what's going to fulfill me? What can I do that is going to make me a better person and make me happy? And then I have, like, people who have had a career in you know, corporate America, and then they decide to be, you know, going to be an entrepreneur, and it's a little bit scary for them because,
absolutely,
yeah, it's a big change. They're used to being told exactly what needs to be done, and then all of a sudden they're sitting, you know, in their new office or in their home office, and things are moving slow, and they get stuck. And most of us, you know, as the habit is, we focus on the things we do well. And the things that we don't do well, you know, we put off to the side, oh, I'll worry about that later. You know, I'm just going to worry about, you know, it's pretty easy to go here. And then you're looking at your schedule and say, I have no clients, or I don't know how I'm going to drum up business. I help those people sort out what their distractions are and how to make their business grow with different tools than they're used to using in their old life. So there's a whole set of, in with the people, you know, there's a difference between being a life coach and a therapist, but there's a lot of gray areas in between. You know, as a therapist, you know, you sit and you tell them, you know, what's bothering you, and you know how, you know, what you can do to you know, fix the situation, or you know what's made you dysfunctional, and yes, you know, they listen, and you get to, you know, and you get to talk about that. But as a life coach, I'll hear your story and I will listen intently and see how you tick. I may suggest that you see a therapist, because this isn't a therapy session. Yes. This is, this is a growth session. And a lot of people are a little surprised about that, because they're used to just talking about their problems, but they don't want to do anything about it. And if I find that I have a client that keeps, you know, that will make excuses, I tell them, in a very loving way, that, you know, do you truly believe that? Is this really what you're telling yourself?
And yes, and we need someone to tell us this. We definitely need someone to tell us this.
We certainly do, because, you know, someone once told me, who hires a life coach? I mean, you know, I have friends who will help me, you know, help me reach my goals and, you know, do it and yeah, ask them for help. And I'm like, you think so, but your friends love you too much. Your friends are not going to get in the way and be truly honest with you and tell you that you're making excuses. And if you
and
truly
you're
100% want to,
correct.
Yeah. If you want to get to the next level, you know, you just, it needs to be someone who, you know, is not personally and emotionally vested in your life.
And again, that makes a lot of sense. And again, I believe that this is a fact that a lot of people don't realize. You know, some people don't want to hurt you and they don't want to tell you the full truth. And again, to everyone out there tuning in, if any of this sounds remotely familiar and you're struggling with any of these issues, again, please reach out to Dawn. This could be a life-changing experience for you. And again, it's not something that would happen overnight, but eventually it would come if you put in the work. Dawn, what I would like for you to share with the audience and for the people that are interested, where can they go to find out more information about your work? And, like, where can they go to, like, sign up for a program of yours?
Well, you can visit my website at www.dawnvandermillen.com. And on that site, you can peruse and see the different services I offer. You can email me through that site, or my telephone number is on the site as well, and you can give me a call, and we can set up a time to talk and see if I can help you.
Okay. And again, to everyone out there, some people may be hesitant. Please don't be shy. The first step to really making that change is really reaching out for help. And we're just about almost out of time today. Dawn, do you have any parting words for the audience today that you would like to share?
What I'd like to share is that, you know, I am just like everybody else. You know, nobody has grown up with a perfect life. We've all had adversity, but we can all change that. We can all change our situation. And my biggest goal in life is to help people get better, so the next generation has a beautiful, story and a beautiful legacy to pass down to their kids.
Yes.
I mean, this is what our life is all about. So it feels good to reach your goals. And it feels powerful, and we need to feel powerful, and we need to feel in control, and everybody can do it, and I can help you get there.
And I think it's an absolute wonderful thing that you are dedicating your life right now to helping other people. So I thank you very much for doing that. And again, it was an honor having you on our show today and really sharing some of your story and also your business. I thank you very much for joining us, Dawn.
Thank you.
And to our audience out there, thanks again for joining us. Please go to accglobalmedia.com for all of our future show dates and times, or you can also visit us on social media. And again, I look forward to having you all with us on our next segment. I thank you all again for joining us, and Dawn, I thank you again for being on our segment. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you. My pleasure. Bye.